Chris from the Washboard Union. Thank you very much for joining us here this morning on River Country. Chris, it's an absolute privilege to talk to you. Where did we catch you at this point during the day?
I am at home in my studio, actually.
Whereabouts is your studio?
To talk to you. I am in the Okanagan Valley.
Oh, no kidding. You are in British Columbia, eh?
I am, absolutely.
All righty, perfect. With the Washboard Union, Chris, how are things going in 2020 despite the circumstances that are happening?
Yeah, man, it's been a very tough year for everybody. And I think that, you know, us and so many of our friends in country music have had just to find ways to get creative. And so Aaron and David and I have been still making music together, still writing together, and still performing together. We just have to do it a little bit differently than we ever did before. So trying to stay positive, and I know there's a whole lot of people out there who have things tougher than we do, so they're on our minds more than anything.
The different approach, I'm guessing, is still successful for the Washboard Union, because I'm looking at the charts right now. You got 5 top 10 hits, including Country Thunder that hit number 2, and your current hit single, Doc Rock, is hitting number 9. How exciting is that?
Yeah, man, we're really excited about this new record, and we've been so blessed that radio has been playing our music, so thank you so much. Everbound is a record that means a whole lot to us, and will always be an interesting record for us because we decided to push forward and release it during COVID. I mean, we struck the last chord on Everbound in Nashville the end of February, and then you might remember that Nashville was hit by tornado right after that, and then literally the world was struck with COVID. So there's an undercurrent in the Everbound record of limitlessness and possibility and hope. And we thought it's an important time for us to get a dose of that. And so we wanted to push forward and release that record. So we did, and we're so glad that we did.
Timing was pretty much perfect, was it not?
I don't know if anything could be said to be perfect in 2020 for sure, man. But whatever we could do to help, you know, provide a little bit of light and hope in people's lives as they go through this, we're just glad that we could do that. And we've been getting so much feedback from people. I mean, gosh, the Doc Rock video is made up of all of our fans' videos that they sent in. We got sent 1,000 videos. We obviously couldn't record our own video with the limitations that were happening in BC at the time and across the country. So we just thought, why don't we just have our fans star in this video? We're so happy with how it turned out and all the great footage of people, you know, looking through their phones and thinking about happier times that they had and putting those all together in a great video.
Chris, how proud are you as part of the Washboard Union to be part of a very successful Canadian country music scene that is almost carrying the load right now?
I guess there's a couple things there. One, we're very proud to be part of the Canadian country music family. We're proud of the music that we make. We're very proud of the music that our friends make. And we're proud that Canadian country music is now being heard all over the world. I mean, we've been to Europe twice in the last while. We know our songs are playing in Italy and France and Germany and the UK now that never happened before. Country music from Canada matters worldwide. And we're proud to be part of that family.
Very proud to be part of that family. As I mentioned, Doc Rock is your biggest hit single right now. That's your newest hit single that's on right now.
Yeah.
You've got Vancouver as your listed home for the group. How often do you guys get home to see the family? Or are you seeing family right now, I guess, with being in the Okanagan Valley?
Yeah, well, I live in the Okanagan Valley. Aaron and David live in Vancouver. This is the longest we've been home in probably 7 years.
No kidding.
And so while we see each other a whole lot and we're spending more time with our families than ever before, you know, I'm sure our families are ready for us to get back out on the road too. So it's been great to be home. I haven't had a summer at home in a very long time. So that has been fantastic. You know, we're obviously missing our fans and missing being on the road doing what it is we were put on this earth to do. So that part's a bit tough. But it's been great to reconnect with family and friends that we don't get to often see for very long each year.
Chris, what does 2021 hold for the Washboard Union?
It holds a whole lot of hope, man. It holds a whole lot of hope and that things return to normal, that we get out and do what we can do, what we love doing, that we get to see our fans again, that we're touring again, that we're traveling, making even more music. There's so much to be hopeful for in 2021. and to stay positive about that resilience that we've all managed to have to get through all of this.
Chris, it's an absolute privilege to talk to you and to get in touch with you. I wish you all the best, the Washboard Union, all the best. I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Oh, brother, it's so great to talk to you, and thank you for all the support and love that you've been giving our band from day one. We appreciate it so much.